our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, after things were going along so well for the new broom party, with Elizabeth's campaign speeches practically clinching the women's vote for Abner, the tide suddenly turned. At a ladies' club meeting, the members got to studying a pamphlet containing Ezra's sounder campaign promises, and all of them, including Elizabeth, decided that Ezra was the man for mayor. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, nearly every second of every day, somewhere in America, somebody walks into a drugstore and says...
A package of Alka-Seltzer, please.
And the druggist says...
Yes, ma'am. Large or small size?
And then the customer says...
Oh, the large size. You see, I get over three times as many tablets in the large package, yet it costs only twice as much as the small size.
And the druggist says...
That's right, madam. Here you are, a large family package. It's a real buy.
Yes, indeed it is. And it always pays to have a plentiful supply of Alka-Seltzer in your home. You see, Alka-Seltzer has earned first-place approval in millions of American homes because it can give quick, effective relief for nervous headaches, the achiness of common colds, or the distress of occasional gastric hyperacidity. And, too, only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. And when you need it, be sure you have it. So get a large package from your druggist now. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store discussing the sad state in which their political campaign has suddenly fallen.
Granny's Abner, we can't just sit here mooning over the way things has turned out. We ought to be studying up some way of fighting back. Some big idea.
Well, I've got them handbills out on the street. Cedric's delivering them.
What handbills?
The ones I was telling you about. The ones Cedric and me printed up this morning.
Oh, them.
Yeah, I'll show you one of them.
No, never mind. That won't do no good.
Well, I reckon Cedric must have taken them all with him. I don't see none around here. Here, I've got wrote down what they said.
I know what they said.
Abner Peabody, the smiling grocer man, promises and guarantees. Easy following. To merchants, quicker turnover. To men, higher paychecks. To women, better working conditions.
Them things ain't gonna get you no votes, Abner. Not now, no way.
Well, they're all things that folks want. Businessmen want quicker turnover so they can make more money, don't they?
Well, yeah. But...
men want to get higher paychecks. I know that. Women want better working conditions. Better lights in the barn, the milk barn, better plow, heavier work gloves, all them little knickknacks they care so much for.
Well, yeah, but them things ain't a drop in the bucket compared to all the things Ezra Seastrunk's promising the citizens.
Well, I've been going around town saying I'd promise to build anything that Ezra promises, only twice as big.
Yeah, but people don't believe none of that stuff. It's things like Ezra come out with yesterday that count. Better education for our youngins, playgrounds for them. Them are things they can understand and actually believe in.
Yeah.
Them are the things that got all the women to swing over to his side, too.
Yeah.
Right there's where we lost the election, I'm feared.
Yeah.
Here I thought we had the women's votes all tied up solid. Elizabeth out doing such a great job electioneering for you, and all of a sudden they get to listening to Ezra, and there goes our campaign.
Yeah. Went fast, didn't it?
Yeah, I still can't see why you can't talk her back into voting for you. Your own woman.
Well, Lum, I told you I tried.
That's the worst thing I ever heard of.
Well, here's what I said to her.
You know, if you could just get her back on our side, we could get lots of women's votes, because she showed herself to be a pretty good leader there. A good out-loud talker. Convincing.
Yeah, you're right. She's convincing, I'll say that. Last night, when I was trying to tell her what you told me to say to her, well, she kept interrupting with talk about Ezra, how good his eyes was and all that, and you know she might not convince me.
I don't doubt it at all.
I finally just had to put the pillow over my head so they couldn't hear her. If I'd have listened 5 minutes more, I know that gum worked good and well. I'd have jumped right out of bed, went down to that lodge hall, and signed up with the Conservative Liberal Party sure to her.
A fine candidate you are.
Thank you.
You know, this is practical a direct slap at my own politics career. Here I am, the boss of a new Green Party.
I ring, I believe, Lum.
Well, you answered. Might as well get back now to being a store clerk instead of a mayor, looks like.
Yeah, all right. Hello, Jot'em Down Store. Abner Peabody, the smiling grocerman doing the talking. Vote for Abner to vote for higher paycheck.
Smiling, yes.
What can we do for you today, Miss Blavin?
Smiling, he says.
All right, bigger little baking powder. Mom? You want light or dark vinegar? All right. Cola, yes, Mom. Ain't got no margarine. Got a tub of butter. Eli White made us take it as payment on his bill. Don't know. Anything else? All right, we'll get that out to you this afternoon, I hope. How's that? Oh, well, thank you, Mom. Well, thank you. All right, Miss Blevins, I'll get that order out to you right away. Goodbye. Okay, there's one vote I'll get.
Who, Miss Blevins?
Yes, sir.
I thought all the women was for Ezra.
Well, there's one that ain't. She said, Abner, I admire you and I'm going to vote for you. She said that I got the right idea and she agrees with me.
Right idea about what?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I got it and she agrees with me. Must be them new handbills me and Cedric put out.
No, it couldn't be that.
Well, I don't know why not. There's some good ideas there. To merchants, quicker turnover. To men, higher paychecks. To women, better working conditions.
That don't sound like a strong enough platform to win her vote, though.
Well, of course, might be just my good looks, too.
Now you're getting plain silly.
Huh?
If it's me, there might be something to it.
Well,
ridiculous.
Reckon what it could be. Don't reckon it'd be my brain, would it?
No, I don't reckon so, neither.
No. She said I had the right idea. Well, what are some of the ideas I've got, Long?
Well, it ain't a question of the ideas you got. It's the ideas you're going to get.
Oh.
That's the only thing that'll save us now, Abner, studying up some great idea. Something that'll make the voters forget that Ezra Seastrunk was ever born.
Well, I don't think we could prove nothing like that, Long. He's got a certificate that says right on it he was born. I saw it hang there in the parlor.
The worst thing is that we ain't got hardly no time left to study up an idea. That election's just a couple of days off now.
So is it that close?
Oh, yeah. If we'd have held the election yesterday morning, we'd have won. On easy, hands down.
Oh.
But now, geez, I hate to think about it.
Wish I knowed what idea mine Miss Blevins likes so well. Maybe we could work on that.
Oh, she's more likely just joshing me.
Well, she sounded like she actually meant it. That's it. Uh-oh, that dummy there comes that Grandpappy Spear.
Oh, him.
I know what he's coming over here for. Just wants to gold over the way the campaign's going. Brag on his candidate.
Yeah, try not to get riled up, though, Abner. Don't help none to get in a fist fight or nothing like that.
It might help me to punch him a couple times. I don't know.
Yeah, howdy, 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 howdy.
Howdy, Grandpappy.
Yeah, just seen that woman of yours, Abner, standing up on a bench flapping her jaws in front of a bunch of pigeon-toed women for...
Ah, no, don't start telling me about that, Grandpa.
Ain't she out lectioneering for him now?
Looks like. I wouldn't put it past her.
I'll say one thing for you. You got a good, loyal woman there, Abner.
Loyal?
Why, sure. Standing up there telling them women folks to vote for you when she must know good and well you'd make the worst mayor this town's ever had.
Just a minute now, Grandpa. We've had some pretty bad ones. I'd make just as good
a
mayor...
What'd you say, Grandpa? Did you say Elizabeth was telling them women to vote for Abner?
Why, natural.
For the land's sake.
Are you sure about that, Grandpap?
Why, of course. I stood right there and heard her with my own ears.
Well, I do know. What was she saying about me, Grandpap?
Oh, I never stuck around to hear that. Never wanted to hear none of that husking shuckings. I'm for Ezra. First, last, and all the time.
No, but I wonder what changed Elizabeth's mind. Last night, she's bound and determined Ezra was the man for mayor.
You know, there's something funny about this, Abner. First, Miss Blevins says over the phone she's for you, and now Elizabeth's out campaigning for you again.
What did I do that's so wonderful? Did I make a speech or something?
No. Glad you never do. Something must be happening, though. Them women wouldn't change their minds for nothing.
Why, no.
That proves you don't know nothing about women, Lum. They can change their minds for no reason at all. And they change back to Ezra by election time. You mind what I tell you?
Yeah, I reckon they will. Of course, if you'd have heard how strong she was for Ezra yesterday, you'd know she'd have to have at least a little reason to switch back over to me.
Yeah, there's bound to be something back there.
Bound to be.
Now, get the phone, Abner. I want to study on this.
Yeah, all right. Hello, John and Dallas Store, Abner Peabody, the smiling grocer, and Donna talking. Vote for Peabody's, a vote for higher paychecks.
Sassy friend. Sassy friend.
Grandpap, hush up. I can hear things she's saying. What'd you say? Mom? Well, thank you. Oh, I wouldn't say that hard.
Don't say it then.
Well, thank you. All right. Goodbye. I know there's a whole bunch of votes for me.
Who was that?
Miss Barton. She's president of the Married Ladies Sunday School class, and she said the whole class was behind me 100%.
Well, if they don't beat the bug,
she said I was the first man that ever had the right idea, and they're going to work their heads off to see that I get elected.
Well, what idea was she talking about, though?
I don't know.
Well, why didn't you ask her?
Well, I don't know. I never thought about it. What she's saying sounds so good, I never wanted to interrupt her.
Well, for pity's sake. Well, what you better do is go out and find Elizabeth and ask her what this is all about.
Yeah.
Why all these women are swinging back to your side all of a sudden?
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll go down there. Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Maybe he's heard something.
No, I doubt it. You better go and find out for yourself.
Well, wait a minute. Howdy, Cedric. Have you heard anything about the women swinging over?
Well, I don't know nothing about them swinging, but they sure are anxious to get a hold of them new handbills we printed up.
They are?
Might not grab them away from me.
Well.
Had a hard time even keeping one of them so as we could print up some more like it.
Why, Doggett, I told you them was good handbills, Ron. You didn't believe me.
No, I still don't believe you. Let me see that handbill, Cedric. Let me read that over again.
Yes, Ron, here.
Well, I can tell you what it says. Abner Peabody, the smiling grocery man, promises and guarantees the following. To merchants, quicker turnover. To men, higher paychecks.
Well, no wonder. Did you tighten up that gadget that holds the type before you started printing these?
I don't know. I believe it did drop on the floor there once.
Well, it must have. Half the type dropped out, and here's all you printed.
Oh, we printed?
Yeah, listen to this. Abner Body, the smiling grocerman, promises the following. Men turn over paychecks to women. No wonder every woman in town's going to vote for you.
Following, whether they want it or not. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, winning first place approval in millions of homes all over America is an accomplishment of which Alka-Seltzer is proud. You know, folks don't go on buying a product year after year unless it's satisfactory. And because Alka-Seltzer is satisfactory, it should be your first thought for quick relief at the first sign of a cold. It's wise to do what you can when you're catching cold to keep that cold from taking hold. And that's why we say, take Alka-Seltzer. It can help give comforting relief for that headachey, feverish, ache-all-over feeling. Just follow the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. Start taking it according to the directions. B, be careful. Get plenty of rest. Dress warmly, eat wisely, and stay out of draughts. C, comfort. Just gargle with Alka-Seltzer for that raw, raspy throat which so often goes with a cold. It's so soothing and effective. Remember, there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know the secret scientific process for compounding Alka-Seltzer. So get a large package from your drugstore and then follow the Alka-Seltzer cold comfort treatment. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.